Chapter 3. Raising a Racket. My eyes are shut. I'm standing in front of a row of maestros, the best musicians in the world. They're staring at me, waiting. All is silent. The air holds its breath. I raise my flute and play Handel's Sonata in E minor. Music swirls all around me, a hazy green glow of magic. I lean into it, my fingers graceful as a ballerina steps, dancing over the keys. My breath is smooth and even, flowing through the flute's silver barrel. This is the sonata as Handel meant it to sound, and I sway with the rhythm. My gran is in the front row, weeping as the beauty and purity of the sound overwhelms her. She drops to her knees, hands pressed to her heart, and calls out, "Oh, my darling, I should never have tried to discourage your music. You are a natural." The maestros rise to their feet and applaud even before the spell is done, tears in their eyes. "Brava, brava," they shout. "Such elegance, such brilliance in one so young." I nod seriously, accepting their adoration with humble grace. Then a tennis ball thwacks me squarely in the back, and I drop my flute, or rather, the tennis racket I was pretending was my flute. My daydream evaporates. Eyes popping open, I turn around to see a boy on the next court over giving me a sheepish look. "Sorry." Groaning, I press a hand to my back and pick up my racket. "Come on, Ames," calls out Morgan. She's on the other end of my court, impatiently bouncing a ball. "Water break is over." "Right, right," I sigh. I crouch down the way Coach told us to, trying to anticipate where Morgan will serve. She lobs the ball lightly through the air, clearly taking it easy on me. The ball sails right for me, slow and lazy, a sure hit, which I manage to miss completely, of course. As I chase down the ball, I see Coach watching me with an expression of complete bewilderment.
"Amelia," he says, "any chance you're missing on purpose?"
Indignant, I snatch up the ball. "I'm trying my best."
"Just loosen up. You look at the ball like it's poisoned. Have fun."
"Fun? Fun? Fun is a swimming pool on a hot summer day. Fun is movie night with kettle corn and a fuzzy blanket. Fun is playing an animation spell over your grand's garden gnome so he dances down the driveway to fetch the mail. Tennis is not fun. Tennis is sore muscles, ball-shaped bruises, and a partner who's so exasperated she whacks her own head with her racket." Coach and I stare at Morgan, who whacks herself again, right across the face.
"Morgan McBride," Coach shouts. "That's not how we treat our bodies at camp." Whack, quack, quack, quack.
Morgan yelps as she smacks her face over and over.
"It's not, ow, me doing it, ouch, Coach, eep."
She finally throws down the racket. It clatters and lies still on the court. Morgan stares at it with a mix of confusion and horror.
"It attacked me," she says.
Coach frowns.
"Morgan, I'm telling the truth."
Several courts away, someone screams. Coach takes off at a dead sprint, literally kicking up a puff of dust. I walk over to Morgan, who's still staring at her racket. She has bright red crisscross marks on her face.
"I'm not making it up," she insists. "You saw it."
What did I see? Morgan losing her mind and going whack-a-mole on her own nose? I'm still trying to process it. Hearing another scream, we look at the next court, where the kid who hit me earlier is beating on his skull with his racket, just like Morgan was. His partner is doing the same thing. Before our eyes, every kid on the courts begins smacking themselves as hard as they can, until sense kicks in and they drop their rackets.
"Help!"
A kid stumbles across our court, slapping himself, until Morgan runs over and yanks his racket away, tossing it aside. Coach is running from camper to camper in a panic. Everyone's freaking out. Another kid pelts across the courts, screaming all the way to the edge of the lake, where she chucks her racket as hard as she can. It spins through the air and hits the water with a splash.
"What the?"
Morgan reaches for her racket, but I stop her with a raised hand.
"Let me check,"
I say. Careful not to touch it, I kneel and lean as close as I dare, sniffing.
Ames?
Shh, I'm concentrating. Just as I suspected, the tennis racket smells faintly of lemons. A scent particular to animating spells, just like the one I sometimes cast on Gran's garden gnome. Morgan looks at me. I look at her. And we both whisper, magic.